Well, a lot of people, understandably sad this morning after the Packers' 45-31 loss to the Niners this weekend in the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. I'm sad for a myriad of reasons, mainly at the top of the list. It means our weekly chats with Brian Caravu are going to be over for a while. Brian, a tough loss, 45-31. We thought it'd be close. We thought the Packers would win. I don't think we expected the Niners to completely tear the Packers apart, 300-plus yards rushing. An unbelievable performance by the Niners. The Packers just kind of look lost out there, Brian.
No doubt about it. The Packers had no answer for Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers offense. Kaepernick rushing for an NFL record of 180-plus yards by a quarterback. That's, you know, he set the record for a playoff game, like in the first half, and then going up to set the record for all time sometime in the second half. The Packers just had no answer, which was really perhaps the most disappointing part of the afternoon or the evening.
Didn't you think that they would have an answer, though? I mean, the Packers had plenty of tape on Kaepernick to kind of look at. They faced a read option quarterback a week ago with Joe Webb. Granted, Joe Webb throws more of a breaking ball than he does a spiral. But with Kaepernick, you would at least have hoped that they would have had a game plan. It seemed like the Packers never faced a quarterback that didn't just sit in the pocket before. It completely threw him off guard for some reason.
Yeah, you know, you certainly don't see those things a lot in the NFL. I mean, you're starting to now with Colin Kaepernick and quarterbacks like RG3. So, you know, I'm sure the Packers didn't practice a lot of it in, like, things like the off season where you can spend a lot of time on it. But, I mean, certainly they knew it was coming. They had a whole week to prepare. They saw it from Joe Webb the previous week. So from that standpoint, it is a disappointment. And that's basically going to be the talk of the offseason is how do you stop quarterbacks like this?
It's interesting because you look at quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, like Kaepernick, like RG3, where Rodgers a couple of years ago, I mean, Rodgers is still young. He's 29. He's athletic. But he looks old and slow compared to the crop of quarterbacks that are in now. And the Packers doing a very good job of making sure everyone knows who Colin Kaepernick is. He's a household name, and he's an NFL star after Saturday night. And that's reflective, again, on the defense, on Dom Capers, the coordinator, who didn't seem to have them prepared. You saw the stat going around, the scores that are scored against the Packers in the playoffs. In their playoff losses over the last few seasons, Brian, they're averaging about 40 points a game allowed is the defense. Is that going to cost Dom Capers his job? I know a lot of people want to see it happen, but I'm hesitant to say that I want to. I mean, he's had a good body of work, but these playoff collapses, they're frustrating to watch.
That's the million-dollar question, is what the Packers are going to do with Dom Capers. It really is up in the air right now because he's done good things with the Packers. Obviously, the year they won the Super Bowl just two seasons ago, it was a fantastic defense, among the best in the NFL. That being said, outside that season, the rest of his years in Green Bay and three other years, it hasn't been all that good, or at least, you know, maybe an average team, maybe not poor, but, you know, is average enough to get it done in the NFL. So, you know, are the Packers going to stay within the organization, outside the organization for looking for a new one, or will they look for a new one at all? It'll all unfold here shortly.
It's interesting because with Capers' defense, he's got guys that, I mean, there's talent there. There's a lot of good talent. The rookies that they're drafting, the free agent that they're signing, they're very good football players, but you put the product together, and again, 40 points a game, 45 last weekend. How does that happen?
There's talent, and then there's marginal talent, I think, on the Packers roster, especially on the defensive side right now. You got young up-and-coming guys like Casey Hayward, and Clay Matthews is certainly a guy you build around. But then you've got a little more aging talents like Charles Woodson, like A.J. Hawk, There's going to be some big decisions on those players, guys who have big contracts next year and guys who have not been big playmakers, at least this season in 2012. So the Packers are going to have to think long and hard about what they're going to do with players like that and whether they'll be welcome back next season in 2013.
It's going to be a different-looking Packer team in 2013 with the changes on defense that are going to happen because of contracts, maybe a D coordinator change, but offense is going to look a little different as well. Greg Jennings in a post-game interview yesterday, or cleaning out his locker interview, basically, from what he was saying, sounded like his time in Green Bay was done. Donald Driver, likely to be done. JaMychal Finley would be surprised if he stayed around. What changes do you expect on the offensive side of the ball?
Yes, hard decisions to be made there as well. I mean, I think Donald Driver's time certainly is done in Green Bay after being used sparingly this season. So maybe the Packers will throw a party for him on the way out. Perhaps that might be best. But as far as Greg Jennings and JaMychal Finley go, it's a really tough decision there on both of them because Finley is under contract, but do you want the headaches with him? Do you want to trade him or cut him? Jennings is a free agent, and while he still showed he can be a good player, you're going to have to pay him in the realm of $10 million a season in order to keep him. So those are tough ones. Maybe it's a situation between Jennings and Finley. Maybe one of them is back next season and not the other. But we'll kind of see in the next upcoming weeks, months of the offseason, which direction the Packers decide to go.
Wrapping things up with Brian Caravu as it's a wrap on the 2012 Packers season. You can find out more of his work at CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, I wanted to ask you, now that the weekend's over and things are settled, the Packers losing, of course, they would have, if they won, gone to Atlanta this weekend and then would have played either the Ravens or the Patriots. And most, I mean, the Patriots are going to be favored there. So do you think, had the Packers not lost, that they would have won the Super Bowl, or would they have tripped up along the way? New England probably, I think they would have made it, and New England would have beat them had they lost this weekend.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I think they certainly could have been capable of going to Atlanta and beating them on the road, but then you're facing a pretty tough I think the Patriots will win. I mean, I certainly could be proven wrong, but that would have been a tough matchup. It's tough to say here just hypothetically, and maybe I would have changed my mind in a week or two had I seen the Packers win and given me that confidence that they could pull out a win. But, yeah, if I had to pick right now, my pick is for the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, we thank you for your time throughout the season. We'll check in with you again around the draft or maybe when some other news breaks that we need some Packer input. Brian Caravu, we will talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. It's been fun.